It's Friday, December 16th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Four Nigerian girls have been under arrest and off and on in jail for 3 months. The charge is publicly sharing their Christian faith with Muslim friends. Now, according to International Christian Concern, the four young girls, ages 15 to 18, have been released, but they may not be completely out of the woods just yet. The Worldview caught up with Sarah Solomon from ICC, and she says the girls' lives are still in jeopardy.
They are from a predominantly Muslim area, and so definitely there's been a mob that has attacked families and also threatened the girls as well as their families. They were just released today. The city needed to assign a patrol, you know, to escort them.
Solomon says the national government is hesitant to interfere on matters like this.
In this case, at first I actually thought maybe the government was not aware of it, you know, at the federal level, and that's why it has gotten to where it has gotten. But during my conversations with various offices within the federal government, and also in talking to the pastor where the children attend church, he said, you know, the federal government is aware of it. They actually did form a committee and come to the area. But because of the current political situation in Ethiopia, where there's a lot of uprising in the Oromia region, they chose to ignore it.
Congressman Frank Wolf's Religious Freedom Act is finally on the president's desk after 2.5 years. If the president signs the bill, the International Religious Freedom Ambassador will report directly to the Secretary of State, providing greater visibility to religious freedom issues. 100 lawmakers, including Marco Rubio from Florida, have sponsored the bill. A reference made to Jesus Christ in a Texas junior high is being treated as the most egregious form of heresy, and it wasn't even in a classroom. A school nurse's aide displayed a handmade poster of the Charlie Brown Christmas on her door, with Linus explaining the meaning of Christmas.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior.